Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Communism and Christmas. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, the Christmas season, Holly, is already upon us. It's hard to imagine. This is an amazing time of the year. It's certainly my favorite time of the year. But we see something in the past that we've seen here in America, and it's an interesting overview by Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan became president in 1981, but before that, he gave about 1,000 daily radio broadcasts from 1975 to 1979, including one in which he shared a story about the history of Christmas in the Ukraine before and after communism. And so it's a very interesting illustration of what happens when these governments want to silence Christians, and in this particular case, the celebration of Christmas.
Yeah, for example, they started with Christmas carols, and there was one particular one that means joyous news has come to us. The original song began with these words, "The joyous news has come, which never was before. Over a cave, above a manger, a bright star has lit the world, where Jesus was born from a virgin maiden." So the communists feared that the public was just going to have an outcry, so they did it more under the radar, and instead of doing a complete ban, they would slowly secularize the holiday. So the first rewrite of that song, "The joyous news has become, which never was before, a red star with five tails has brightly lit the world."
Wow.
What does that sound like?
You know, the first sentence is the same, "The joyous news has come, which never was before." They kept that sentence. But then the second sentence in the original song, "Over a cave, above a manger, a bright star has lit the world where Jesus was born from a virgin maiden." That was the original song.
Right. But then a red star with five tails, what does that sound like?
That's the communist.
Communism.
So instead of a star that's announcing the birth of Jesus, this new star in this new version
proclaims communism. And then they did a second rewrite. "The joyous news has come, which never was before. Long-awaited star of freedom lit the skies in October," which is the month of the revolution, "where formerly lived the kings and had the roots their nobles. There today with simple folks, Lenin's glory hovers."
I mean, isn't that incredible?
Wow.
Here you have a progression of a Christian song, and the communists did not want to allow
But
they didn't want to. They wanted to, like, boil the frog.
I was just going to say, it's like boiling the frog and the hot water slowly turning up the heat, and that's what they were doing.
That's what they did. And so they turned this Christmas song, "The Joyous News Has Come to Us," which was the name of it, translated in English, into a song celebrating communists and Lenin. Now, the former Soviet Union eventually began banning Christmas commemorations altogether. Saint Nicholas was replaced by Grandfather Frost. This Stalinist creation wears a red cap and long white beard of Santa Claus, but he delivers gifts to children not on Christmas or Christmas Eve, but on New Year's Eve. So they begin to move the day from Christmas Eve and Christmas to New Year's Eve and New Year's. Christmas trees were also banned, but people continued to trim their New Year's trees. So communists folded all the Christmas celebrations into a New Year celebration. Mm. Christians in the former Soviet Union, though, they did exhibit a lot of bravery and courage because they continued to celebrate Christmas against the anti-Christmas campaign of the communists. One person recalled how the young people would go out into the streets and sing Christmas carols, knowing that if police heard them, they would be arrested. And a communist of Romania, Reverend Ghiza Pafi, a Romanian Catholic priest, delivered a sermon in 1983, protesting against the fact that December 25 had been declared a work day instead of a holiday. The next day, this Catholic priest was arrested by secret police, beaten, imprisoned, and died. Inside and outside the Iron Curtain, the Ukrainians never stopped singing, "We beg you, our Lord, we pray to you today, grant us freedom, return glory to our mother Ukraine." Reagan ended his broadcast, "I guess we all hope their prayers is answered." And indeed it was.
And you know, that's why it's so important today that we continue to uphold our religious freedom and our celebration of the birth of Christ. Because you see, you go around and you see the secularization. Little by little, it becomes more and more and less about Christ. You know, you go into a store and they're Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. No red and green in public schools. You know, there's songs. They're telling them they can't sing Christmas songs. Nativity scenes are being banned. You know, all this is happening, and it's so important that we stand for the celebration of Christ's birth.
Yeah, and you know, I think it also really underscores the fact to be faithful all the time. This is what the book of Revelation has as a consistent theme, to maintain your faithfulness despite the opposition, to maintain that faithfulness to Christ and that witness for Christ. We have these people, these young people in the Soviet Union that went out in the streets and they risked arrest by singing Christmas carols. We have the Catholic priest in Romania that literally was imprisoned and he was beaten and he died because he protested the communist, and these were, by the way, coming from the Soviet Union. The communists came from the Soviet Union into Romania. Mm-hmm. And that's where our pastors and churches are from in Illinois that we represent, is from former communist Romania. Remember now, when Reagan is writing this radio program that we just went over, it's between the years of 1975 and 1979. He didn't become president until 1981. In the 1980 election, he was inaugurated in 1981. So he's writing this at a time when Romania is still communist. In fact, communist Romania did not fall until, amazingly, Holly, December 25, 1989.
You know, we've heard about that firsthand from one of our own attorneys, Harry Mihet, who grew up in communist Romania.
And isn't it amazing here that this Catholic priest died after he delivered a sermon in 1983 protesting the fact that the communists in Romania had made Christmas Day a work day. Mm. On Christmas Day, 1989, 6 years later, freedom comes to Romania.
Libertate.
Libertate, yeah. It's amazing. I just never thought of those two coming together. I knew about December 25, 1989. I forgot about this Roman Catholic priest protesting December 25, 6 years earlier, as being a day of work, and he gave his life for it. But so Reagan is saying, "I guess we all hope their prayer is answered." That's how he ended that radio broadcast in the 1970s. And in 1989, the prayers were answered for Romania. In 1991, the former Soviet Union, communism collapsed in 1991. Hmm. And I was able to visit, Anita and I, the Soviet Union in 1990, September of 1990, while it was still under communist rule. I remember when you landed at the airport, you weren't able to tell people where you were going because you went to a desk and that desk told you what hotel you were going to stay in. And you were monitored and you were tracked the time that you were in there. But freedom ultimately came to Romania. Freedom ultimately came for the believers who continued to pray and those who even gave their lives. So in America, we need to stand for our freedom as well. Right. You can't take it for granted.
We don't want to go the opposite way, have our freedom and then have it taken away because we weren't willing to stand for it.
And 2020 has really underscored that.
Yes.
I mean, who would have thought in 2020, when we started January of 2020, that pastors would be arrested for attending church, that churches would be fined,
right?
That it would be a decision of being a criminal versus going to worship in California and other places, and that we've had cases, now we've had a couple of cases before the U.S. Supreme Court regarding churches. We have a case still pending there at the U.S. Supreme Court. We've had victories at the U.S. Supreme Court on behalf of churches. Thank the Lord for that, because of a new justice, Amy Coney Barrett, has joined the bench and made a world of difference. But in America, we have Christmas that is here. This is the Christmas season, and that's why we launched the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign, because we've seen the censorship in both the public and private sectors. We've seen it in the retail market. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website for more information about Christmas and defending Christmas, and also our naughty and nice list, lc.org/Christmas, lc.org/Christmas. I encourage you to visit that webpage and then share that information with your various social networks and certainly your local and state political leaders, lc.org/Christmas.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.